association of Pandavas and returned back to Dwarka. So it was a very emotional moment for Kunti Devi because she loved Krishna very much and she didn't know what to do. So when you don't know what to do, you glorify Krishna. When in doubt, chant Hare Krishna. When you don't know what to do, glorify Krishna. So, after all the funeral ceremonies were finished for all the dead people in Battle of Kurukshetra, at that time, everyone went to the Ganga to bathe. Now the Ganga is holy, not only because holy people bathe in it, mostly unholy people bathe in it, but the water is coming from the feet of Lord Vishnu. That's why it's so holy. Therefore, it's sanctified due to being mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of the world. As Vamanadeva, the Lord stretched his foot to pierce the entire shell of the universe, and some drops of the Karana Sagar, or the causal ocean in between the material and spiritual, came into this universe, and it stayed in the heavenly planets as the Mandakini River, and later on Bhagirathi brought it down to save his ancestors, the sons of Sagara, who had committed a sinful act of trying to attack Lord Kapiladeva. So then Ganga came down with the help of Lord Shiva and other great sages. So Maharaj Yudhisthira, after all the ceremony is finished, Maharaj Yudhisthira, along with his brothers and Dhritarashtra and Gandhari and Kunti and Draupadi, everyone was overwhelmed with grief. And Lord Krishna was there. And Krishna said, there are very strict rules of karma in the material world. There are three things that keep us attached to this material world. One is the law of karma, two is time, and three are the modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, and tamas. These three things keep us in the prison of the material world. And it's impossible to overcome them by any material means. But if one surrenders to Krishna, it's possible to overcome it. Can you overcome your karma? No. Can you overcome time? Absolutely not. Can you overcome the influence of the three modes of material nature? It's almost impossible. In fact, Krishna says, Mam cheo vipicharina bhakti yogena sevati sagunam samatitya itam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. The 14th chapter, 26th verse, Krishna explains, for one who is always engaged in devotional service and never falls down under any circumstance, they transcend the influence of the modes of material nature and come back to me. So, very few people will be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 366 on the leap year, engaged in Krishna's service like that. Right? But it's possible.